You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Yeah, just like that dude just said, this is Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Glad to be with you Friday. You ever wonder how leaders actually come up with their doctrine? Oh, Lord, look out, folks. Williams is getting philosophical. No, really. Leadership is often promoted by a doctrinal statement, like an authoritative position of their beliefs or principles that define to themselves and the ones they lead into the outside world the principles and beliefs that shape their leadership and how they're going to be applied. And where you most often see this, like a doctrinal statement, is in both the military and in government circles. Like in the military, for instance, when I took battalion command, that's at a lower level, mind you, but when I took battalion command, I spent a great deal of time putting together my thoughts and put some effort into developing what the Army calls my command philosophy. All right, it was a 2-page document, basically my personal doctrinal statement that I gave to all of those who serve in the 1st Battalion of the 167th Infantry on what to expect from me as their commander. I met with my staff. I issued it to them on the first day of my tenure to try and set the tone. I actually referred back to it several times in the next few years. It was a 2-page document with many details that covered life and training expectations, the whole gamut. Okay, that was my command philosophy. On the other hand, when I was a team leader in Baghdad, I had a very simple and direct doctrinal statement. I think I've said it on here before. It was just 4 simple words on a sign that hung in our team room that pretty much encapsulated the way we were going to do our business. All it said was, "Win friends, kill enemies." My team understood, and so did everyone who saw the sign. And I've still got the sign, by the way. So regardless, though, of how short or how long the doctrinal statements are, the fact is that leaders need to have put in some forethought, prior planning, and the intentionality necessary to the formation of such a position piece. It's important for a variety of reasons. For instance, a doctrinal statement can actually head off trouble because it puts people on notice in advance of how you're going to respond if certain things happen. It serves as a guide for decision-making because truly the last thing you need to be doing is creating your position on the fly in a crisis. It also wards off excuses from slackers who fall back on the old, "I had no idea" excuse for their own behaviors. Well, if you put it out in advance and they know your doctrinal position, then they can't deny it. And it lets the whole world know what to expect or not to expect, as it were. Leaders who don't take the time to develop their own doctrinal statements are, in my opinion, not likely to be really leaders in the truest sense. And presidents of the United States. Now, there's a position that is often known for having a doctrinal position. And some of those have become famous, and they're even studied well after that particular administration has left office. And sometimes they're actually adopted and utilized by subsequent generations of presidents. Case in point, the Monroe Doctrine. It's still heralded as one of the most significant statements of American foreign policy ever. In President James Monroe's 7th State of the Union address, he made it clear, America would not allow European colonies to further colonize in the Americas or to interfere with independent states. As he stated, President Monroe, he said, quote, "We would view any interposition for the purpose of oppressing or controlling them by any European power as an unfriendly disposition towards the United States," meaning, don't come in here and do something to Central America and expect us to sit quietly. And that policy has been used by many presidents over the years, most recently by John F. Kennedy. How about this one? On March 12, 1947, President Harry Truman outlined his Truman Doctrine. In an address before Congress, he committed the U.S. to send money, equipment, or military force to countries that were threatened by and resisting communism. Truman stated the U.S. should, quote, "support free peoples who are resisting attempted subjugation by armed minorities or by outside pressures." All right. That began the American policy of containment to try and stop the fall of countries to communism and to halt the expansion of the Soviet Union. How about the Reagan Doctrine? Named for President Ronald Reagan, it was in effect from the 1980s until the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991. It was a significant change in policy, moving from just mere containment, like in the Truman Doctrine. It called for more direct assistance of those fighting against communist governments. The point of the Reagan Doctrine was to provide military and financial support to guerrilla forces that were fighting communism around the world. Many, including Margaret Thatcher, who was Prime Minister of England, they credit the Reagan Doctrine with helping bring about the fall of the Soviet Union. And then lastly, another one that you may have heard about in recent years, the Bush Doctrine for President George W. Bush. It was sort of an amalgam of various components, but one tenet that it became known for was the concept that those who harbor terrorists are equal in facing wrath as the terrorists themselves. Okay, so doctrines. These doctrines, these presidential doctrines, they're credited with guiding, preventing, and fixing issues of foreign policy throughout U.S. history. But here we are today, over a year into the Biden administration, and do you have any idea what the Biden doctrine is? Huh. Or better yet, does Joe Biden know what the Biden doctrine is? Or perhaps we should even go one step further and simply ask, is there even a Biden doctrine? If we have to ask, then I would say the answer is really no. You can go ahead and do a search online. I guarantee you, you're going to have trouble finding it. I did. Joe Biden spent many years chairing the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but he never led anything. He interacted with foreign policy, but he never set foreign policy. And wow, does it show. In the wake of Afghanistan and the ongoing war in Ukraine, with Iran working towards a nuclear breakout, China capitalizing on the mining of rare earth materials in Afghanistan, with Taiwan sitting on a razor's edge, and North Korea launching more missile tests in the last month than in the last year, what can we expect from the Biden administration? What can the world expect? Is there a doctrinal statement that gives anyone any confidence on any level that any action will be taken or not taken as a general rule by the Biden administration on, well, anything? In the absence of an actual Biden doctrine, what we really have is a Biden make it up as you go along doctrine. Every event handled on a case-by-case basis with times and dates to be determined. They might want to call that flexibility. I would call it feckless. Doctrinal statements, they're important for a variety of reasons, but mostly so that people who have to live with the effects of their implementation will know what to expect. Not every role in life requires them. Not every job, not even every leader requires them, but presidents of these great United States, oh yeah, they better put the time and thought into theirs. Doctrinally speaking, of course. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I did. I mean, I do my research. Last night, I'm working through the issues. I'm looking up the Monroe Doctrine. I'm looking up the Reagan Doctrine. I'm looking up the Bush Doctrine. I'm looking up the Truman Doctrine. I'm making sure that I've got my facts straight. And then I went and did the research to try and find the Biden Doctrine. Is there a Biden Doctrine? There is not a Biden Doctrine that I can find. There's not. There's a lot of messes being created by Biden, but I can't find any Biden Doctrine. I can't find anything that says, here's what the world should expect. And I think part of the problem we have right now is the world has no idea what to expect from Biden. And that's a difficult spot to be in. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.